Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, who have the privilege to be in God's kingdom this very day. What are some of the best pieces of news that you've ever heard? Or what is some good news that you've heard recently? So I think back to when I was becoming, to realize that I was becoming an adult. I think back to when I was 15 years old and I got a paycheck, my first paycheck. I was working part-time at the local McDonald's. I was cleaning the lobby. I was too young to be behind the counter. And even though I didn't enjoy the work, I enjoyed it when payday came. For two reasons. Of course, because I finally had some spending money, whatever small amount it was. But more importantly, because I had a sense of accomplishment. So that I was making good use of my life when I was 15, at the very least. Payday was good. It was a day of good news. To realize that I am choosing at least some good priorities. When a couple who is expecting hears from the doctor that it's a boy or it's a girl, the joy just exudes out of them. A day of great news. For their family will increase by one young, precious soul. Students of all ages rejoice when the professor says that there is no classes. Oh, the great news that they also get an extra 30, 40, 50 minutes to do whatever they want that they thought were going to be squirreled away in a classroom. But as is often the case when we hear good news here, it's not all that long until the news becomes just regular news or maybe even bad news. If I were to receive my paycheck from when I was 15 years old, I don't think it would be such great news nowadays. Now that I'm an adult, my expenses are more than a part-time job, of course. For parents, the joy that they have knowing that they have their child, but when it comes time to discipline, the happiness, the good news may not be there as it was before. When test time comes, and students are still held responsible for the material that they didn't get in class, all of a sudden, those good news seem like bad news. We hear things in this world. Few and far between do the news stay good all the way through. But when we read our verses from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, we see a piece of news that will never get old, will never be less than good. If anything, it is the best news of all. The news of God's kingdom and how good it is. The news of how we can follow Jesus to receive and to remain in that good kingdom all of the days of our lives. Last week we talked about John the Baptist, who baptized Jesus as the official start to his public ministry. And a few months have passed since John the Baptist baptized Jesus. John, things weren't looking so great for him. He had spoken out against King Herod and his sinful marriage to his sister-in-law, Herodias, and was put in jail because of that. And things were getting a little bit dangerous down in the Jordan River, down by Jerusalem. And so Jesus, no, it's not his time to die on the cross yet. Goes back up north to Galilee, where things are quieter. And see, he's around the Sea of Galilee. He's preaching the same message that John the Baptist had preached. A summary such as this, that the time has come. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. Contrary to what the people thought of Jesus' time, contrary to what many people think today, God's kingdom is not a physical location. It's not a nation like we would expect to find on a map with its own set of currency, with its own sets of laws, and some attempt to mirror what the Garden of Eden was. Rather, the kingdom of God is where God rules as king, where he reigns, specifically in the hearts of believers, even little ones. For those who believe in Christ, that Christ is ruling as king, that he is present, and that they are in God's kingdom, it is a spiritual kingdom, a wonderful kingdom, a good kingdom. Because to be in God's kingdom means that you have the promises, you have the blessings of God as well. There's four people we're looking at this morning. Simon Peter, Andrew, James, and John. Four fishermen who became four apostles on one day. Those four fishermen knew how good God's kingdom was. They had known about Jesus beforehand, and when Jesus calls out to them from the Sea of Galilee, says, "Come, follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people." What can they do but follow their Lord? Simon Peter and Andrew, they leave their nets behind. James and John, they leave their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men. They immediately drop everything to follow their Lord. Why? What was their motivation to do this sudden career change? It's the kingdom of God and its promises, which are far better than any kingdom of this world can promise. The blessings of God is that forgiveness of sins. The blessings from God is that peace that we have on this side of the grave and on the other side of the grave. It is the guarantee that eternal life will be ours. And when these four fishermen hear the call to follow their Lord, to be with God Himself, how can they not? How can they not follow Him and be willing to sacrifice everything? I'll grant that the call that those four fishermen received is quite a bit different than what many, if not all of you, have received. Their call was to be into the public ministry, to be the pastors, the teachers, staff ministers of their time. But you don't have to be a call worker to receive a call from God. The call that he gives to all Christians, the command he gives to all Christians is this: to repent and believe the good news. Repent. To have a change of heart about sin. Instead of indulging and doing what feels so good, to stay away from it. To believe the good news. The promise of the cross. The kingdom of God has come because the plan of salvation has been complete. To not simply know about it, but to believe, to trust in it, that this is the way of salvation. This is what being in the kingdom of God is all about. Repenting and believing. Following our Lord. But how well do you follow the Lord? What is holding you back? Is it the mirage of the peace, the comfort that we have from the kingdoms of this world? The kingdom of our sinful hearts? The kingdom of our sinful natures? They say to us that life is all about here, to be happy, to feel fulfilled, to have financial security. The ways of the kingdom that do not lead to the kingdom of God many times. To put our trust in the things of this world instead of our trust into our Lord Himself. When I see the account of the four fishermen who went from a steady paycheck, from knowing what life was going to throw at them, more or less, to giving it all up, to follow a traveling teacher, just seems inconceivable. But they knew what the good news is. No matter what good news that we receive from this world, it will not carry over into our eternal lives. But the good news of the kingdom of God lasts far longer. So those fishermen were willing to sacrifice everything to follow their Lord to remain in the kingdom of God strong and forever. But the kingdom of God is only good. This news that is given is good for only really one reason. Because of the one that they followed. Because of Jesus Christ. He says in Mark chapter 1 that the kingdom of God has come near. The reason why it hadn't come yet is because the plan of salvation had not been completed yet. 2-3 years after this account, Jesus would go to the cross and die there. The only truly good one to receive the punishment for all of our sins when we don't follow our Lord as we should. To give to us the blessing of eternal life. But if your mind is holding you back from believing that truly good news, look to the empty tomb on Easter morning. For it's there that you see that our Savior indeed has the power as the King of Kings. He has power over death. He has the power to forgive. He has the power to fulfill His promises to those in the kingdom of God, to those who repent and believe the good news. And He has given those blessings to you and to me. It's a wonderful thing that our Lord doesn't withhold membership in His kingdom to just to the high and mighty or to those who come from a certain background. But our Lord invites everyone. In Mark chapter 1, He took 4 blue-collar fishermen to be His apostles, to be the leaders of the early church, to bring His word to who knows where. During and after Jesus' ministry, we see people of all different kinds of walks of life, from all different ethnicities, being brought into the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, which is alive in your heart and in my heart through faith right now. Why have we received this? Why do we have this? Not because of us. Because of Him. In God's undeserved love and His grace for sinners like you and me, He sent Jesus to bring that plan of salvation to completion, to bring the kingdom of God to those who believe. Because of God's grace that He chose 4 fishermen from the Sea of Galilee to be His leaders, to spread His word around. It's because of His grace that we are here today. Enjoying the wonderful chance we have to see how we can follow our Lord, how we can repent and remain strong in God's word. It's because of Him and Him alone that we have the good news that nothing in this world can even begin to compare to. When you hear the charge to repent and to believe the good news, adopt the willing spirit that the apostles show here. To take whatever it is that is stopping you from following Jesus and to get rid of it, to sacrifice it. I asked a little bit earlier, what was it that was holding you back from following Christ to the 100%? If you're like me, it's going to take a little while to figure out what that answer is. For the apostles to be His called workers, it meant to give up their livelihoods and to follow Him each and every day. Now, I'm not saying you should necessarily do that exact same thing. The Lord has not commanded us to take a vow of poverty. And in many cases, especially if you have a family, to put yourself in the poorhouse, maybe doing more harm than good. But what we see here, what the new biblical writers tell us, is to be willing to follow Christ at all costs. To follow Him. To receive the good news of the kingdom. Because there really is no better news than the kingdom of God can offer. Take what you will from this world, whether it's a paycheck of a 15-year-old, a new soul,
Financial security, what else?
For as great as those gifts are, there is nothing greater than the forgiveness of our sins, the blessings that come from God. Follow your Lord to remain in that kingdom. To go to the cross and repent of the sins that drove him there. To believe what was done for you there. To know that your God lives, your God reigns, your God is king over all. To follow him in everything. Keeping your eyes on the prize. So that the kingdom of God that you have in here, you may see in heaven with your own eyes itself. Amen. Please stand. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.